Greetings. Welcome to episode 42 of Dr. Will's Software Project Leadership Podcast, 7 Habits of Highly Effective Software Development Teams. A lot of people know the book, 7 Habits of Highly Effective People by Stephen Covey. I had heard of it years ago, but had not taken the time to read it until recently. How many people know that the subtitle of that book is Restoring the Character Ethic? Covey discusses 2 systems of ethics, character and personality. He says for the first 150 years of United States history, the character ethic was predominant, being replaced by the personality ethic with continuing lip service to character after the First World War. But what does that even mean? Hey, if you're interested in developing a highly effective software development team, then we will be offering an online course based on my best-selling book, What You Don't Know, Successfully Lead Software Projects Without Tech Expertise. We'll provide links in the show notes to both the book and a sign up for a free intro webinar for the course. Thinking about what to talk about today, and because I'm going through Covey's 7 Habits book, I Googled 7 Habits of Highly Effective Software Development Teams to see what was out there. I was a bit surprised when only a couple of exact matches popped up. My search yielded only a couple of recent blogs, and we'll put the links in the show notes so you can read those for yourself, on the 7 Habits of Highly Effective Software Development Teams that would leverage the notoriety of Covey's book and the ideas therein. It seems to me odd that A, given the popularity of Covey's original book, and B, the need or demand for highly effective software development teams, that there would only be 2 such blogs. In episode 27, I did discuss the idea of organizational habits. But why should we focus on habits? Well, you could always accomplish things through the force of will, or in the terms of an organization, the exercise of management control. But over an extended time frame, that can prove to be exhausting. Instead, use your willpower or management control and influence to build the right habits. If you do that, then the results you want become habitual, which makes them both easier and more certain. So are Covey's 7 habits, augmented later with an 8th habit, by the way, directly or indirectly applicable to software development? With the subtitle of Restoring the Character Ethic, it suggests that the character ethic of success will apply to the individuals, or should apply to the individuals, who make up the teams. And we should be able to broaden that ethic to apply to the teams themselves in aggregate. But what would a character ethic have to do with software development success? According to Covey, the character ethic as a foundation of success consists of, quote, things like integrity, humility, fidelity, temperance, courage, justice, patience, industry, simplicity, modesty, and the golden rule, which is he who has the gold makes the rules. I got that wrong, didn't I? Anyway, basically it's a list of virtues. In contrast, the personality, actually I think that is the golden rule in software. In contrast, the personality ethic is as the foundation of success was, quote, more a function of personality, of public image, of attitudes and behaviors, skills and techniques that lubricate the processes of human interaction. Why does that say sales to me? The personality ethic quickly split into 2 camps, public relations camp and the positive mental attitude camp. Note that there's an interesting crossover between productivity and public relations. One of the founders of the field of public relations was a man named Ivy Lee, who was also a productivity expert. He's somebody I will talk about in an upcoming episode. We are all familiar with public relations. It's almost impossible to escape these days. The positive mental attitude camp generated things like How to Win Friends and Influence People, which is a book I have recommended in the past, but it always left me a little apprehensive. I felt it a little sketchy, because it always seemed rather manipulative, even when, or especially when, it was emphasizing how feigning interest in somebody should be done with sincerity. Software is a young industry. It's neither burdened by nor supported by a rich history. So the people and companies in the industry view success through the lens that shapes their subculture. Sometimes it seems to be less of a lens than a kaleidoscope, but I digress. With all this in mind, I will be spending time over the next few weeks, perhaps every other or every third episode going forward, digging into each of Covey's 8 habits and seeing how we can apply those to technology. This channel is dedicated to helping software projects succeed, not just in the short term, but in the long. And remember, if you're interested in developing a highly effective software development team, then we will be offering an online course based on my best-selling book, What You Don't Know, Successfully Lead Software Projects Without Tech Expertise. We'll provide links in the show notes to both the book and the sign up for the free intro webinar for the course. That's it for me for you for now. Hey, I hope you have a great day and a great week. You be careful out there. I'll be seeing you. Bye.